Okay then, Steve, an exciting game, and you've won it right at the end, but how did you see that tonight?
Well, I seen it as we didn't start the match particularly well, but, you know, early part of the game, we go in front with it has to be said, a well-watched set play. We great delivery from Clem, and Christian Pearce gets his head on it. It's a great header, and we're 1-0 up, and, you know, we suddenly look as if we're going to win 4 or 5. We go 2-0 up, and we're in total control. And a few minutes before half-time, we got a little bit sloppy. We gave the ball away. And I don't think they're in 2-0 leads very often as a team this season. So a little bit nervous. Second half, we're battling away, but we're giving the ball away cheaply. And I said to the players afterwards, I wasn't too happy with the way they were doing that. We conceded 2 sloppy goals. One is just a lack of concentration. The other is just an outright mistake. But we never blame people for mistakes. We blame people more for concentration, because people do make mistakes. But you look for resolve, and we tried to make substitutes to affect the game. And there's a young man now who come on, and it has to be said, I don't know if the television cameras have covered this action, but anyone in the city of Nottingham has to watch this tonight, this goal. This is the goal of, probably it's up there with the top 2 or 3 of my career as a manager, and it thankfully goes for me.
Yeah, fantastic goal from Danny Rose, and that's 3 in 4 games, I think, for him.
Well, it's 3 and 3 off the bench for us, and that has to be said, it's impressive. But, you know, Danny Rose is one of many that they've been on the fringes here, but they've had no competitive action. There's been no games. They weren't playing in the 21s or reserves. They weren't having backup games. And I don't know whether supporters, a lot of supporters do realise that supporters are so intelligent these days, but you don't get fit by playing football. You get fit to play football, and there's a difference of getting fit and match fit. And the boys are impeccably fit. They do enough work from Monday to Friday to be fit. But what you need to make sure on top of that is that you're getting competitive minutes. Because a manager has what would be the words I'm looking for? The manager has an attitude that he must give everyone an equal chance. It can't be about a favoured striker. It can never be about a favoured midfield player. Otherwise, you'd see the same players pick. So if you're giving people an equal chance, you have to give them the same equal minutes. So if they're not playing on a Saturday and they're not playing in the week, how can they be competitively ready to play matches they can't be? So that's one of the things that we're addressing. We've already had a game, we'll have another game early in the next week. So we're making sure that we're going to give the boys that have been on the fringes, like Danny Rose, an opportunity to play a part.
Plenty of positives tonight. Just talk about 1 or 2 negatives, because the defending for the first goal would have disappointed you. It was a bit similar to some of the goals Carlisle scored when we were here 10 days ago.
Yeah, the one thing that Carlisle have got is they've got fantastic delivery from wide areas. That will always give you a problem, but you know, if someone gets across someone a half a yard or you know, an inch and heads it in, you can live with that. But he's across our 2 central defenders far too easily, 3 or 4 yards. To be fair, those lads, they're very honest, Christian and Benno, they've come in and put their hands up. The second one is just a mistake from Scott, but it happens. I've said I'm more likely to be concerned about the first goal because he gets across people than I am the second goal, because Scott's made his mistake. Let's put that behind him now and get his focus ready for Saturday.
You threw in a few players tonight who haven't played much under you before. How did you see their performances tonight?
Well, I thought they were great. I thought Baxendale and Hamilton gave us real energy. I thought CJ in the first half became unplayable for 25 minutes. And that's just because the one thing that nobody can ever defend again is just absolutely frightening pace. And when you give them the ball, we know that people would say here who have supported Mansfield, or people who's watched CJ, would say that his quality in the final part of the pitch has not been good enough. And that's why there's managers and coaches. You have to work with these kids. You can't just come in and moan about it and then no play them again. You have to take them on the training ground and work with them and work with them and work them. And as long as they have the desire, we have the desire to help them.
A couple of players missed out through injury tonight. First of all, how will they be for Saturday? And has anybody else picked up an injury for Saturday tonight?
No, but we're hopeful that everyone's good. And the nice thing from our point of view is that, you know, when you win and you win a game and you go through in this cup competition, people want to be involved. So we'll have a look at Darius Henderson for Saturday. We'll have a look at Mitch Rose. Big Carl Hawkins should be back full training on Monday. So we're very quickly getting near the group that we can have the group to work with. And as I've said to all the players, and I've never hidden it from the day we walked in, we're making decisions every time they go on the pitch. That's part of the decision process will be tonight. It's the Checker Trade Trophy. It's not the highest priority for us, but we win another game or two with the highest priority for everyone in Mansfield.
Absolutely. So the big game against Colchester United on Saturday. What's your message to the people of Mansfield?
Well, I'm only can be humble to the people of Mansfield. They've given me the most, you know. I stop in the town, and I go shopping in the town now, and it's quite embarrassing, really. They've been frighteningly good to me. and I hope I repay them. But the message for Saturday is we're going to need your support. We're still learning about the players. We're still making mistakes. I think we got substitutions right tonight. Did we get them right in previous games last time we were here? Probably not so sure. So we're all learning, and as long as we stick together. But we need the people of Mansfield to come out, get behind us. And, you know, if we were on Saturday, if we're not in the playoffs, we're touching tails of it. And I've always said my job is to make sure that we're in there in the first or second week in January. And I can sit down, we're sitting down now, but with the Radford family, and we're going to do some business, and it's going to be good business. But added to the best that's here, those that don't do enough in the weeks leading up to that, then sad to say they'll go. But I don't want anyone to go. I've just said to them, the desire to win the game in the last 5 minutes tonight showed that everyone's given it everything they can. That's a minimum.
Well done tonight, Steve, and thanks very much for your time.
Pleasure.
Thanks, Steve.
Pleasure.
See you Saturday.